Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome. Welcome, ladies and gentlemen, to Rolling Energy. Tonight, we hope to entertain you, enlighten you, educate you, and share with you some information that could impact and will impact your life and your world if you allow it to. Tonight, here on Rolling Energy, this is your show. You get to control it. You get to ask questions and interact tonight. So I'd like for you to go ahead and press 1 and get in the queue. A couple things I want to get out of the way. This show has not been evaluated by any government regulatory agencies. Irv and I are not practitioners, nor are we doctors. So we do not claim to try to prevent, cure, diagnose, or cure any diseases. So we ask you, do not ask us medical questions, as we are not allowed to answer those. We are not here to talk about any kind of income, because some of you will take this serious, some of you won't. With that being said, I want to thank those that help us tremendously. That is Sean, or actually Sean left us, so I had to get somebody else. So we have Stephen. We have Richard and Joy Matuition. We have Pam. And we have Diana Anderson for a few more days. So with that, we're going to interview Professor Irv. Now, Professor Irv Samuels actually has, he and I both have a business degree, marketing degree. Irv is actually a teacher and a professor at a major university in Ohio. He wrote 2 curriculums for the university. He has an MBA. He has a business degree. He and I both developed brick-and-mortar businesses and sales organizations that exceeded $3.6 million a year every year for many years. Irv is a naturist, though. He also has a psychology degree and a speech degree. He is one of the foremost people in the world that's actually taken more than 1 million-plus people. Now, don't you think about that. Over 1 million-plus people on what they call a weed walk or weed journey. Shows them things that they could eat to sustain their life. Takes them into the deepest part of deserts and jungles and woods, out into nature, and shares with them things of nature. So with that, I'm going to bring on Irv Samuels, and we're going to do a little interview. And I'd like you to help me ask him some questions about certain issues, like if you have any issues with, hey, let's just say you have a lot of stress in your life like I do it right now at the moment, or let's say you have some issues basically needing to lose a few inches or a few pounds. Maybe you have something that hurts, or maybe you have something that's troubling you that's on your mind, or maybe you have a question about certain things. Please get in the queue and ask, and we'll try to answer it. If it's medical, we'll have to you'll have to reword it. But Professor Irv, are you here already?
I am. Looking forward to bringing a little quantum blessings to those that are sharp enough to have joined us this evening.
Well, why don't you start off with, because nobody knows literally what we're doing. Nobody knows how this actually got started. Nobody knows anything about this company that's been around for 8 years and already done over $1 billion in sales. It's been working with a lot of Reiki masters and doctors and holopathic and naturopathic doctors and chiropractors and acupuncture doctors, and a lot of the medical community they've been working with for 8 years, but no one's ever heard of them. And they took an idea, Lily, well, a young physics major took an idea that he heard in a lecture that he got his dad to go with him on. And his dad didn't think this was anything possible within his lifetime. But he thought about it, and he put it into action based on some pioneering efforts by a gentleman by the name of Nikola Tesla. Can you bring us up to a little bit about speed with how this got started, and what direction is this company going, and why is it so valuable and so key to the whole entire world if they just pay attention?
Great questions.
And again, that's a dissertation, you know. So if you want a PhD and you want to spend the next 6 years working on it, I can answer that succinctly. But let's do the real synopsis version, and that is Nikola Tesla, absolute genius. He was a physicist. He was an electrical and mechanical engineer. He came to America at the end of the 1800s, and he is known as a futurist. In fact, in his journals in 1895, he was drawing pictures of self-driving automobiles. Think about that. Was he thinking a little ahead of his time? He created the amazing hydro plant on the Niagara River under Niagara Falls. It is an empowering electrical, kind of construction that's been replicated
all around the world. It powers the entire Niagara region. And he did a lot of other things. He has 300-plus patents. But he's probably best known for his work with electricity. And again, he worked with Edison, and he brought some developments that Edison pretty much stole from him and brought to the world. He was working on the Tesla coil, free electricity through the air for the entire world, but J.P. Morgan pulled the plug on the financing on the project. But what we are going to talk about tonight is quantum resonating energy. Again, he didn't create the idea, the Lord did. What he did do was he pioneered some amazing ideas relative to potential applications of quantum energy. And let's kind of jump maybe 100 years from the 1920s to about 2012, when Mike Hassler, a young man from New Hampshire, was invited to the Tesla convention in Germany that year, was exposed to some incredible people and ideas, came back. His father, Rick Hassler, went with him to the convention. And Rick had recently sold one of his companies after 25 years of development to Kyocera, the international industrial giant, for big bucks. And he certainly wasn't looking to develop another business. However, when his son Mike said to him, "Dad, based upon what we just, kind of had pushed in front of us, some ideas that I've, been running through my head, I believe we can create some technology that will impact lives of virtually every household around the world and make a huge difference in improving our world." And his dad, who, was at the same lectures, and what he heard there was, so crazy sounding, so futuristic, it was "Beam me up, Scotty," right out of Star Trek or, an Orson Welles novel. He didn't think, anything would come to fruition in, next 10, 20, 30, 50 years. So when his son said, "Dad, I have this. I can do this. He was honored. He was blessed. He was surprised. He was, mystified. But he has a lot of faith in his children. And he said, "All right, Mike, what do you need?" And Mike said, "Money, and lots of it, Dad." Fortunately, that wasn't a hindrance. And Rick, a conservative businessman, said, "For what?" Mike said, "I'm pretty much need to procure some amazing state-of-the-art equipment. In fact, not only am I going to have to get some equipment capable of working with energy and blue light and frequencies and having the ability to specifically embed frequencies into storage devices and work with aqueous solutions." He was describing a quantum physics laboratory. And he definitely put one together, a very state-of-the-art version, which was very costly. And then he went to work, and again, he wanted to prove to his dad that he wasn't all talk, that he could do what he told his dad he was going to be able to do, and that's impact the world. And it didn't take very long until he came up with an idea that was patentable. They filed for the patent. It was granted a couple years later. They now have acquired 5 additional U.S. patents, and you'll see, as we continue to be extremely innovative, there will be lots of additional patents coming down the pike. So you're at the right place at the right time. Virtually no one in the world knows the esoteric information that I'm about to let out of the bag right now. So let's talk about that first patent. You can get back to the individual who invited you here to this radio blog show. They'll be glad to open up the doors of information. You could review the patents. There's nothing hidden here. In fact, don't believe anything that you hear tonight. Investigate it for yourself. Look at the facts. And the best way to really appraise everything that we're talking about is to try the various technologies. And I'm going to call those batteries, and I'll explain that in a minute. But try them. They're all unconditionally guaranteed. You can get them free. You can get everything in the product line free. We have a system here. As you help us share and impact the world, we reward you with various batteries. So, you know, don't in any way consider financial constraints to be limiting for you, because it is not. So what was the first patent? I like to talk to, you know, everybody about it as if it was a trifecta. Okay, three parts. The first part is that everything in this world has a resonating frequency specific to itself. None are identical. So when you're looking at the ground, the earth has a frequency. When you're looking at a tree, that tree is resonating a frequency. Minerals, vitamins, the sun, everything is resonating a specific frequency. So the beginning, and again, read the patent, is that we isolate that frequency or frequencies, because we can combine many of them and put them into the same substrate, the same material that holds the frequency. And after, you know, 8 years of experimentation, we've come up with reliable substrates, and I'm going to call those batteries, because they're holding energy, just like, you know, batteries that you're familiar with. Except the energy that they hold is a little different than what you're used to, because it's quantum resonating energy. And they use holograms, and they use carbon fiber materials. Not your basic hologram, and certainly not the same carbon fiber material that race cars and fuselages on airplanes are made out of. Specialty materials that are incredibly capable of holding energy without it changing or morphing in any way. And the third part, and this is the hard part for all of us to get our heads around, because it's a breakthrough into the future. It is where the future of our world is going to be, but it's here today, even though it's going to sound like this is crazy when I reveal these details. And that is, when anything with an energy field, that could be a plant, can be an animal, can be a mammal, can be a human, is exposed, you know, comes into the range of one of these batteries that's holding energy, they receive the identical benefit as if they had consumed the original emanating source of the energy, or as if they had been exposed to the original source emanating that energy. What did I just say? Did I just say that you can now get the benefit of a mineral or a vitamin without eating it? Did I just say that you can get all the benefits of earthing or grounding, you know, as if you are running barefoot on the ground without being on the ground? That's not possible, is it? Well, not only is it possible, but it's patented. It is absolutely exclusive to the innovative manufacturer in Brockton, Massachusetts, that put this all together and is now reliably disseminating these technologies around the world. We're in 84 countries. We have 11 international distribution hubs, and we're looking for individuals like yourselves to help us improve our world. So that, I hope, opens the vision. And now please ask some questions, and we'll go into various specific solutions that are now available that never existed before. And they are superior solutions to, you know, what you normally would use when you're challenged with discomfort, or you can't sleep at night, or you want to lose some weight, or you want to boost your immunity, or you want to specifically get your bread or your fruits and pastries to last much longer. Well, we have great, awesome, innovative solutions. With that, Does anybody press 1 so that we can proceed and answer some questions?
No one has pressed 1 yet at all, Irv. Whoops,
okay.
Here we go.
You got a question, Richard?
Hold on. Someone hit 1 as you guys said it here. Okay, last four digits, 4303. 4303, go ahead. We've opened up your phone line.
Please give us your first name.
Tell us who invited you, and then the
floor is yours. You know, what would you like to know, or tell us an experience with these technologies if you already have that, or ask about getting freebies?
Hi, I'm kind of new to this and just trying to get a feel for everything. Could you just kind of let me know what your goal here is with all this?
To make people aware of solutions to some of the most complicated issues that they face in their lives every day. Solutions that are safer, less expensive, more efficient, and absolutely novel in the way they efficiently work.
Okay.
I learned a long time ago,
you can't
possibly know what you don't know.
Yeah, that's right.
And
so,
can we get your name and who invited you, sir? Hello. May we get your first name?
We lost him.
Okay. Huh. Very good. Anybody else, press 1, please. You know, feel free to ask a question, make a comment. Let's start the dialogue. This is your radio show.
Anyone?
Don't be shy.
Well, Richard, you want to start
Hold
us
on.
Off? Do you
Hold
have
on.
A question or comment? Or?
Hold on a second. We've got someone who raised his hand. Mark, I believe this is Mark. Go ahead, 0047.
Yeah, this is Mark Andio. How are you guys doing?
Welcome.
Incredible,
my man. Quantum blessings.
You always are great, Irv. I'm doing well myself. It's got a question I thought would be good for the audience, for new people. When I first came in, I was told the story about the truckers and maybe other people, but certainly the truckers who were getting pulled over, you know, by the state or whatever, federal people, and being tested for marijuana and other drugs, and how they were having a problem because of this CBD that's in every 10th store we drive by, and that they were coming up positive, and now, from what I understand, maybe 600 of them or so have joined Nature's Frequency because they now, by absorbing CBD frequencies, they don't test. They test zero for drugs. And now, is that true, or is there better?
Great.
Is the story different
great.
Than I
great.
Heard?
That's a great topic, and not only CDL truck drivers, but active military. It just so happens that the Marines, which, you know, and the Navy, they're both governed by the same bureaucratic military governing bureau, put an edict out that none of their active soldiers are allowed to use CBD in any form, not even a rub-on cream. And
wow.
If indeed they test for CBD, we're not talking about THC or cannabis. We're talking about CBD. They can end up in the brig and lose their career.
Wow.
So, you know, and then we look at, you know, the active, you know, school district employees, and we look at university employees. We look at state and federal employees. There are definite regulations that, you know, would at the very least put up some caution flags for those individuals that maybe have learned a lot about the value of CBD and why they should be using it, why every human being on the planet should be taking advantage of it. And I guess I should, you know, kind of digress a little and talk about the importance of CBD, cannabidiol. It is a terpene from the hemp plant, the cannabis family. It specifically stimulates a natural system within our body called the endocannabinoid system that all mammals have, every one of us. And what that system does when it's working properly is it guides every system in the body to homeostasis or balance, you know, balance of your endocrines, you know, your hormones, balance of your digestive system, balance of your muscular skeletal system, your cardiovascular system, your skin systems. Every system is integrally driven to balance by this, you know, amazing, recently discovered portion of our anatomy. You know, it's part of our physiology. And unfortunately, because of the, you know, the political, you know, horrible realities that occurred, you know, in the 30s, that they put a tax act in America that stopped, you know, marijuana from being made, you know, readily available anywhere. They incorporated all cannabis at the same time. So all the cash croppers, all the farmers in Pennsylvania and Virginia and New Hampshire and in all the other states that had huge acreage in hemp were not allowed to grow it anymore. They couldn't get a tax stamp to make it legal wherever they lived.
Wow.
And they faced going to jail without that tax stamp. So as a consequence, for generations now, we have been starved of this natural substance that used to be a part of our diets. You know, all through history, man has had it readily available, and that would mean we were normal then. You know, we had our endocannabinoid systems fed properly, and we had the benefit accordingly. Well, now we have an option, and that is energetically, we have the first of its kind in the entire world, an energy-only, full-spectrum CBD organic that resonates continuously. We have it in two different forms, a three-day peel and stick formulation, and we have a carbon fiber tag that holds the energy unconditionally guaranteed for an entire year and much longer. And simply by bringing that within your energy field, your body will begin to trigger, you know, your one and two receptors, and ultimately things will begin to go back to normal. You'll become healthier. And how important is it to, you know, be as healthy as we can be, especially in, you know, these days and times when there are so many stressors that we face in our food, the air we breathe, the water we drink, the chemicals we're exposed to. We need to do everything we can to overcome those additional complications. And now we have an energetic form that, you know, again, has nothing to do with chemical testing. So everybody in the world, from the youngest infant to the oldest geriatric, whether you're under legal jurisdiction relative to having, you know, CBD or cannabis in your system, it doesn't matter, because all we are adding is the energy that efficiently drives your endocannabinoid system. It is revolutionary that we have, you know, that available. And you know, we haven't touched the, you know, the scratch on a scratch relative to the truckers that are interested in CBD but are petrified, or the military, or the veterans, or people with health insurance policies that say, hey, if you're, you know, found to have some drugs in your system, we're going to cancel your health insurance policy. What a horrible reality that would be for somebody facing some, you know, debilitating chronic disease. Yet, you know, that's an option, you know, a risk they take, because sometimes CBD products are mislabeled. You know, in fact, there's a great FDA review on CBD products. They reviewed 20 products, and I think they found, you know, four of them had illegal levels of THC in them. I think like eight of them didn't have any CBD in them, and like three of the other ones didn't have the stated amount. You know, there was nobody watching the, you know, the chicken coop, or maybe it was the wolf watching the chicken coop, or whatever it was. But in our particular reality, we have the best solution because it's energy only and just begin to bring some truckers and military people. Tomorrow night we do, Monday night, every Monday we do the military tribute call. Please, we honor our military and our veterans, and give them the option to be aware and to share with their friends. There are so many soldiers, you know, that have stress, you know, complications related to their combat activity. And we definitely have a great tool that will help them get back to normal. Does that help
a
little, Mark?
Irv, I wanted to just make mention that maybe the new people and even the people who have been with the company for a while should make note of what you just said and put together a list of all the people they know in the military and truckers and all the different categories you talked about. And to some degree, I look at it as maybe a moral obligation to at least educate them on the difference between ingesting and absorbing frequencies. And otherwise, some of them are going to lose their license, right?
Great point. I mean, and again, you know, university instructors, you know, people that work for states and in the federal government, you know, I, as a matter of fact, I was out just cold canvassing, and I stopped into a little, you know, it was, I guess, a wholesale retail store. It was kind of an interesting bulk kind of store. And I, you know, was hoping to introduce him to our CBD resonators, and he wasn't interested at all. And, you know, it was okay. It wasn't really, you know, a direct match for his category of items that he sold. So, you know, I certainly understood, but he led me to his brother, who happens to work for a school district, and he sells CBD, yet he can't sell it to any of the people that work for the school district because they can't use it. They'll lose their jobs. I found that would be pretty fascinating.
Wow. Where was that school system? Somewhere locally, or is that far away?
It was near Clarion, Pennsylvania.
In Clarion? Okay.
Yeah.
Wow. Yeah.
So you never know. I mean,
there's a bunch of
so many windows
here.
We need to open.
Is it all those prospects there, they don't have a choice on the CBD. They have to go to frequencies. Right?
Well, they have one choice now. Before, they had zero choices. Well, I can't say. You know, they might have decided, hey, I could sneak by, and hopefully I'll never be, you know, randomly drug tested and, you know, whatever. And they might not have. And if it's a matter of, you know, functioning normally, which, you know, some people are really stressed out and they just can't function. You know, they're just, you know, like deer in the headlights. So, you know, they didn't really have a choice in their lives. You know, I guess they'd risk their career over not functioning at all. But now they have a perfect solution.
Yeah. Thanks for that, Irv. Very informative.
Thank you for bringing that up. And again, you know, appreciate your efforts, appreciate all of our brand partners' efforts, but we're failing royally. You know, we have almost 8 billion people in the world, and quite frankly, none of them know what's going on with our technologies yet. And I say that very loudly, yet.
What countries are you involved with, Irv, as far as the product and setting up brand partners?
We actually have 84 countries, okay? If you go to your own website, okay, or any brand partner's website, and specifically click on the countries, it has them alphabetically listed as to the ones that we can readily ship our product to.
How about you? Are you involved in Australia, for example?
Yeah, I have some, you know, in fact, I have the lead distributor in Australia. Keith, you know, Wilkins is in my group. I'm very blessed. He actually is also in charge of the distribution hub there. And that's a really cool thing. And the reason that's a really cool thing is that because he's a Blue Diamond, and Blue Diamonds share in a 2% revenue pool of all the business volume of the entire company, he has a huge incentive to make sure that he does the absolute best he can at getting distribution from his hub to everybody, whether they're in his group or not.
I see. Wow.
And then, We have, you know, I have activity, fortunately, in Nigeria, in the Philippines. I have some in Great Britain, in Belgium. And I'm beginning to, you know, get little sparks around the world in India, but we need so, in Ghana, we need so much more activity. I mean, you know, I mean, you bring on a new brand partner and he's by himself in the country, that's a tough battle, okay, in the beginning. And then you bring on a second and a third, and then you pop a leader, and boy, can you get some forest fires going quickly. But it's a process. You know, we're all working at it.
I have people that work for me that live in India, and the mother of one of the
keep
is in pain. They tell me that she has pain all over, and I don't know how old she is. She's probably, based on their age, maybe only in her 60s. But anyway, I have a packet going over to her to hopefully help her discomfort with you know, her pain problem.
I love it. Love it. Now, the cool thing is in India and other parts of the world, they could talk about pain, you know, but in the United States, you know, we are under the auspices of the FDA, the Federal Drug Administration, and pain is a medical term here. So we refer to excruciating discomfort or aches, okay. And you know, I mean, anything you want to, but we can't go to the medical term.
Yeah. Well, you know, that's really unfortunate. If you take a look at 99% of every CBD store has the word pain screaming off the windows. And it's enough to make me sick, because this whole idea of not being able to use the word pain is just nonsense. And they let those do it. Those people are not practitioners. You know, they sell vitamins.
But the reality is that we are in the referral-based business, and we are, you know, basically under the scrutiny and under the potential censorship beyond traditional business owners. So, you know, we have to kind of work at a higher level.
I understand. Yeah. Okay.
Better to be safe than sorry.
I agree.
We've got another person who raised their hand who's got a question here.
Thanks, Mark. Thank you very much.
Thanks a lot, Mark. Okay, last four digits, 8640. We just want to hear your first name and who invited you first.
Hello? Can you hear me?
Yes, go right ahead.
Yes. Hi, this is Javin. I was invited by Cynthia Green.
Nice.
So I was just curious, you know, about your guys' function, and you know, if you just give me a quick layout of that. I had a quick question for you after that as well.
Okay. Well, very very simply, we have technologies that are patented and exclusive, unconditionally guaranteed, available only from one source in the entire world. They have a, you know, really efficient distribution logistics process set up so that we could pretty much deliver to most major countries reliably around the world. And we avail individuals like yourself the ability to get paid as people decide to procure the products, which are shipped directly from the company to the end user.
Okay, outstanding. So I guess my question is, you know, regarding technology and the advancement of technology, I know that we are moving towards going back to Mars. I'm thinking, at what point do you think that's going to be possible? I know prominent figures like Elon Musk and Bill Gates are all talking about, you know, within the next 5 to 10 years here, having a human presence on Mars. I'd just like to know your opinion on that.
Well, let me state that, you know, to my amazement, okay, having been a traditional educator, having been in the, you know, the college education system, and I was in marketing, you know, so, you know, not in science by any means, but what I've noticed, you know, is that the progression of technology is is so phenomenally aggressive that, you know, the idea that we now have the ability to take the frequencies of the Earth and put it into a card that we could carry with us, and we could go to Mars and have the absolute benefit of the frequencies of the Earth with us. You know, the idea that that is now a possibility, not only a possibility, but it is a practicality, because everybody on this line that's a brand partner already has that benefit with them. And, you know, what does that say? It says that, you know, it's inevitable that people that have intention to have technology progress, you know, if they have a financial incentive, if they have a, you know, kind of a moral, you know, good incentive, they want to bring blessings to the world, whatever their mission is, with the resources that are now available on our planet, you could pretty much achieve anything very rapidly if you focus and choose to create. So, you know, hold on to your belt, man. My father, unfortunately, you know, died a decade ago, but, you know, he was late 90s at the time. And the things that he saw in his lifetime were, you know, amazing. I mean, you know, just the transition, the idea of man walking around carrying a cell phone, you know, compared to the invention of the phone itself. And people, you know, kind of flying around in jets at the speed of, you know, breaking the sound barrier. Those were just amazing jumps, and now it's just getting faster and faster. And we happen to be with a company you're listening, you know, to. And please stand by, because you'll hear some stories and testimonials that are going to blow your mind based upon the technologies that are now available. I mean, it's just unbelievable at how we've made progress in the field of bringing energy solutions into so many aspects of people's lives.
Outstanding. Well, you know, I appreciate your input, and I really look forward to the technological advances coming in the near future and getting back to Mars.
Terrific.
Thank you very much, gentlemen.
Gary, would you like to talk a little bit about our freshness card technology as it works on, you know, furnace ducts and sleep, you know, providing sleep and, you know, not the traditional application, which is, you know, pretty much outstanding in that it extends the vitality, the vibrancy of fruits and vegetables and milk by 50% and more. We have commercial florists that are just loving us because now they don't have to, you know, go back to their wholesaler and keep buying and buying and buying to replace all the stuff that they didn't sell that died. Now they just put it near the freshness card technology, it revitalizes them, they sell it, and their customers actually say, you know, what are you doing? How come the flowers are so much brighter and they smell so much better than what you've been selling us for the last 10 years?
Yeah. We've learned so much literally in the last year with this technology. The food freshness card is more than it ought to be called a freshness card instead of food, because what it does for your body is literally made up of 68 parts of water, and you know, as your body is, it's the water is basically circulating through your water, and your body is being water. The technology, we've had experts literally from around the world that has fairly decent water, and we've learned that most of the water around the United States has somewhat tainted because it's basically been close to EMF. But when you can take the food freshness card, and like I use it in my return air ducts, everybody that walks in my house steps back outside and takes a deep breath and comes in and takes a big deep breath, and they ask me, what have I done to my water system, or what have I done in my house? Why is the air so much more fresher? I know I don't have to change my filters as often, because what it does, it eliminates bacteria, it eliminates fungi, it eliminates the growth of mold, and a lot more. And I've got it in my garage because I live at the base of a mountain, and I live on a hill, but at the base of a mountain, so water comes off the mountain, and comes in around my house and down beside my house. But occasionally, if it's a real downpour of rain, I get a little bit of in my garage. And my garage used to have a musty kind of smell. Well, I've got them positioned about every 5 feet apart on both sides of the wall, and my garage doesn't have that musky kind of smell. I used to hate buying my wife literally roses because $50 for a dozen roses, and then, you know, they're dead. Well, now I use the earthing technology along with the fruit freshness, and I have a old-timey wash tub bucket that I throw those in, and I pour water in them literally basically once a week into the tub, and I reach down in, and I've got masonite jars, literally big quarts, 2 and 3 quart masonite jars that I've got literally in every room of my house and underneath my bed. But I also have that food freshness card. It's in the water along with the earthing water, but it's also in my bed. I have it under my pillow cushion that goes across the top of my bed. I've got 3 on my side, 3 on my wife's. I've got 1 in her pillow, 1 in my pillow. I have them in my tractor when I'm traveling across country. I've got them under my sheet and in my pillow, and I tell you what it does for my sleep. It allows me to get a deep, restorative sleep without me having to use the sleep resonators. It goes on, literally, it sets on. I now basically have cases of water in my truck and in my house because I basically energize the water. I have them in my freezers, in my refrigerator. I know milk lasts a lot longer. Produce on the counter lasts, more than 2-plus weeks now when it didn't before. Leftover food, lasts additional week if I decided that I don't want to eat something and I leave out on the road and then I come back and I decide I want to eat that leftover, it's still fresh. We did a little experiment a couple months ago where we took something that literally was molded, and we basically deliberately put it on the food freshness card. And like I said, it was molded, and we let it deliberately mold. We kept it away from the technology. We let it get moldy, and then we put it on the food freshness card, and within a couple of days, that mold disappeared. It just absolutely floored me that what this technology does. You can put it over flowers and run that water and put that water lily and put it in your flowers. You can stick it on top of the cut flowers. Like if the flowers, I've got a couple of florists that have it, and I've showed them. I said, when they start to look like they're dying, I said, take about a quarter of an inch and cut a quarter of an inch off the bottom of the flower, of the stem. And then make sure that you put the food freshness water and the earthing water into it and watch what it comes out. And just like Irv said, we have got customers that are coming back to these people and wanting to know what in the world are they doing. I've got a couple people that basically are farmers that I'm using them and saying, showing them and the germination of the seeds. It is their mind is going like, how can this be possible? This technology is beyond. A guy earlier was talking about we're going to Mars. Well, this technology is beyond Pluto. We are way light years ahead of anybody. We're a good 15 years ahead of anybody else of competition. Every one of the technologies we have a weight loss product. I use all the products. 12 years ago, I had to make a split-second decision. A lady ran a red light with 2 babies in her car, and I couldn't go to my left because there was oncoming traffic and cars. I had one way to go, and that was to go to the right, trying to avoid her, which I did. I missed her by about 6-8 inches, but I took out a telephone pole and an abandoned warehouse and ripped open my cab and ripped open my trailer and slid down an embankment about 10 feet, 8 to 10 feet. And the right side of my body was pretty much well crushed. Well, for years, I was basically for a year, I couldn't go nowhere. And I had a wife that loved to cook, and I guess she thought she was doing right. But after, you know, about 10 years realizing that, and I got to digging, I found that there was a $2 million insurance policy on me, and I went from a 6 foot tall, 170 pounds, to, you know, healthy, to where I was 6 foot tall and almost 380 pounds, and they wanted to start me, because of a sugar level, they wanted me to start putting a needle in me and wearing a mask and all kinds of garbage. And I was told in January of 2020 that I had a renewal coming up of July, and for my CDLs, and I wasn't going to pass. And my CDLs is my, it's my life. It's basically my money for my trucks. And I don't like sitting behind a desk. I did that for years. So I put some of these little resonators on, and today I'm roughly around, right around 254, 255. It fluctuates a little bit because I probably cut back a little bit on my water sometimes. With everything I got going on in my life, it's hard to keep up with everything with a mother in the hospital that's basically on life support, and a wife that's got cancer is the same thing. It's like it's all caving at one time, but the good Lord provides and gives me, you know, a strength. But this technology is honestly amazing, and if you just try it, Irv and I put together something for everybody to make it easy. Spend Irv and I's money. Give this stuff away. Let us pay for free samples. There's a couple steps. One step is getting people to the radio show and letting them listen. They go to a form, and they fill out the form. They pick and choose what they want to know a little bit about. Then the second stage is, as an invitor, you must find out, we give you that form, and you send them 3 or 4 videos to confirm of what this is. You have them watch that. Now, I like to have that person and the person that invited them both to contact me or Irv so I can verify that they've watched it, or I can answer their questions. And if you do that process, they get their free samples, but better than 90%+ of the time, that person is going to sign up and buy a package because they're told, they're reassured, they see the technology, they see it work in the videos, they've got scientific backing that it's working, they get told that it's a 90-day unconditional money-back guarantee on a lot of the pill and sticks, and then they get told on the EMF shield, that has a year. The food freshness card has a year. The earthing card has a year. These technologies have a 1-year unconditional guarantee. So my question is to anybody, if you have a 90-day unconditional money-back guarantee, where is the risk? I know no other company that will allow you to have a radio show, allow you to spend a leader's money to give away free samples, a leader that will help you any time of day or night, a leader that will take the time to talk to your people and help close the sale for you so you can make money, and a company that's aggressive, but you have leaders like Irv and I that are involved in a lot of the things and doing testing and coming up with ideas. And if you just knew all the things that Irv and I know, you would be blown away at what's coming down the pike. We are not allowed at liberty to share, but I will tell you what. Mars has got nothing on us. This ride's going to go beyond Pluto. If you take it serious and get really serious and you are somebody that wants to help somebody, you have technologies that can help people with massive, massive headaches. You have technology to help them sleep if they have issues with sleep. A doctor overprescribed my mother some medication. I got her off that medication with this technology where she did not have to literally take those medications to relieve discomfort. And some of the doctors, I mean, I'm in a gold mine right now with her in the hospital because I have all these technologies laying out near close to her bed. And they all come in every day when I'm here, and they look at that, and they say, what is that? And I said, can I put this on her? And, of course, I get told a bunch, no, you know, I can't because they're not sure what it is, and I hand them samples. Try this. Go do your research. Be amazed like I am. And we want people to be interactive with us here at the radio show. Thank you, Mark. Thank the gentleman that just asked a couple questions. We want people to be interactive. We want our partners to be interactive and be successful. And to be successful, you got to get plugged in. And how do you get plugged in? You get plugged into the person that invited you and make sure that they're plugged in to Irv and I so we can help each and every single one of you get to where you want to be. Because that's the only way that this company is going to grow, and that's the only way any of us are going to grow is we work collectively together as a team and not as an individual. Because last time I looked at team, I never seen an I in team at all. It's T-E-A-M for the all of us. All of our success is based on the weakest person in our, on our team. So hope that answered somebody's question. Please press 1. Throw some questions at us. Love to hear from you. And don't be bashful. Anyone?
Hello.
Hello.
Hi, my name
is
Jessica.
How are you, Ms. Liz? Hey, Jessica.
Hi, how are you? I was referred by Sarah.
Sarah?
My question.
Cool.
Yes, Sarah Ellenson. My question is, are there any contraindications with medications or if someone were to have a pacemaker or something like that?
Well, the company suggests is basically that people, for medical reasons, we've had a couple people that basically we had a lady that had some high blood pressure problems that the doctor couldn't cure, and we wound up having to move it, place it on her within an hour, 2 hours being in direct contact with her. We had her move it a couple places. But to my knowledge, that's an Irv question, but to my personal knowledge, I know of none, and I've got thousands of people that are trying it. I know what it's done for my mother, my family, and the people I know, but, there's always caution with anything, but really shouldn't be because this is just pure, unadulterated energy. There is no chemicals, there's no drugs, there's no compounds of anything. It is nothing but quantum resonating energy. It's no different than you going outside and let's say you have a heart attack and you go outside and step on the ground. You're getting benefit if you're barefooted grounding. It's just some people can't go outside every day and get on the ground. I mean, some people have winter. Some people have storms and lightning and tornadoes and hurricanes. With this technology, you can carry it with you every day. But that's a question for Irv. Irv, will you care to address that? Richard, is Irv still here?
Irv is there. Irv, you may be muted. We don't hear you. He's there, but...
Can you hear me?
Now we can.
Yes,
great.
Now we can.
Now?
Yes.
Okay, great.
Yes, we can.
Very, very simply, with any, medical... complication, with people that have specific medical challenges, they should always consult with an informed medical practitioner. Now, the challenge that brings to fruition is the fact that where are you going to find a medical practitioner that is informed on energy-only modality? So it's definitely a complication, but the key is that we do have allopathic medical doctors on board. Dr. Joe did an incredible webinar on this past Saturday. And they, will basically say the same thing as I'm about to say, and that is you have to be cautious, but understand that each and every one of our batteries are energy only. And as a consequence, unlike anything that you put into your body, when you remove the energy modality from your energy field, there is no longer any impact from that device. So, you know, it does give us a huge advantage in mitigating any, you know, potential complications that would occur. All you do, if indeed somebody is having, you know, some unusual response to an energy modality, pull the sticker off, throw the card a yard away. Done. They're now back to the way they were before the energy. Can't do that with any medical protocol. Does that help a little?
One other question. The food freshness card, you had mentioned, I'm sorry, I'm not good with the names, but one of you had mentioned about putting it in your air ducts and it was able to remove or prevent mold. I'm wondering, what kind of frequency would do that? Like, how did you come up with something like that? That's amazing.
All of these technologies are amazing. Again, you can review the patents and you'll get some insight. But as for the specific frequencies that they have embedded into a lot of these batteries, they are proprietary. So as a consequence, you know, that will never be released to those of us that are enjoying the benefits of these particular technologies. All I can say is, When you begin to, you know, watch the videos that document, you know, a 6-month extension on the vitality of bread, when you look and see that, you know, your raspberries and your strawberries double their longevity, their vitality and freshness, when you begin to experience milk that is, you know, 4 weeks past its code date and it's just as good as it was, you know, the day that you purchased it, it's revolutionary. You know, what they have done by embedding frequencies that slow down the process of mold, bacteria, and fungi development, you know, they have done it successfully, bottom line. And they've won the Gold Edison Award for that particular achievement. That is, you know, basically the food industry's main award for innovation. It's a world-recognized award, and you know, the company got it for the food freshness card. There's a little piece that you could watch a video on Fox News, Varney and Company, when we won that award, specifically RJ, you know, the young man, the son of Rick Hassler, you know, part of the management of our company, specifically was on the air interviewed by, you know, Varney and Company. The result of that one publicity release was more than $1 million in sales of the freshness card because of one run of one publicity release. So there is huge opportunity here related to every one of our technologies. If you're, you know, thinking about impacting people's lives, boy, you could impact it in so many ways. And if you're thinking of adding some, you know, significant financial gain, you know, creating part-time income or full-time income working part-time, it's unlimited as to the, you know, possibilities because of our exclusive products and international distribution capability. So enjoy the ride.
I'm excited. Thank you so much.
Very good. And become a good inviter. You don't have to explain, you know, anything. Just invite people to this show. We reward your first-time listeners with freebies. They receive between a 9 and a 36-day supply of resonators at our expense, and we throw in an EMF shield if they, you know, go for a grand slam. So it's a win-win, and then you get points every time that you have a new guest on the show, and there's other ways that you could achieve points. Those points are redeemable for marketing tools and for free products. So it's kind of a win-win-win-win-win-win-win-win situation.
And thank you for calling in. Press 1.
Not working.
Richard, has anybody pressed one?
Yep, yep. Sheila, go ahead, Sheila.
It's, I don't know how many people on this call like avocados, and I just love them. They're very healthy, and I can't say enough about them. And I forgot about them in my refrigerator, and they were on the food freshness card, of course. And when I was attempting to open them, I said, they're probably all bad. And there were three of them. All three of them that I opened were incredibly, like they just were at their peak of ripeness. I could not believe it. I'm still excited about how unbelievable it is. And the thing to remember is, how much food do you throw away? And that's costing you money. So the food freshness card can save you a lot of money when you don't throw out food. And I haven't thrown out anything since. And I'm telling you the truth. I don't believe in anything else but the food freshness card. I put everything on it, no matter what. And so, and you can't, for me, I can't just have one. And they make a fantastic gift for anyone. I mean, and everybody can use it. So if you know, at all wondering what you can get to give to somebody that they don't have, it's a food freshness card. So that's my story, and I'm sticking with it.
Now, Sheila, do you do like I do? Do you, when you bring groceries in and have them delivered, do you literally, I'll stick them on the food freshness card. You can stick the whole bag, or, of course, I've got multiple food freshness cards, but I stick them literally, my bag of groceries for 5 or 10 minutes, and then they're in my pantry. I've got them in my pantry. I've got them in my freezers. They're in my air ducts. They're basically in my bed, you know. They're in my hot tub, you know, when I go to take a shower or get in a hot tub and turn the shower on or turn the hot tub on, I put them in the hot tub to energize the water. I mean, I've got food freshness cards every single where in my house. And people, you know, that do come in, they look and see, what is this little gold thing everywhere? Well, that's what it is. It's a little gold. It's like gold to me. And they said, you know, you don't act like you're 62 years old. I said, well, that's because I don't feel like I'm 62. Taste this water. And they said, what is it? And I said, it's energized water. And they said, energized water? How can you energize water? Do you have an energizer? I said, sure do. I said, see this earthen card? See this thing? And then I put me a great big old wash tub bucket. I got a fountain that I built into it where water goes up a little bit thing and it comes rolling down the rocks and right back into the tub. And the smooth sound of water rolling, but the energized water with a quantum, the earthing card, it creates. And then I got them in, I got 2 and 3 quart jugs all around my house and every corner of my home. They're under my bed. They're everywhere. And people say, why would you do all that? Well, the water don't go away. For some reason, it doesn't evaporate. But the energy, I introduced this to one of our Reiki masters. She has a store, and she thought I'd lost my mind. And I says, try it. What do you got to lose? I said, and watch what happens. She done more business on a Monday than she did in a week. And ever since she's been putting those in her store, her business has basically doubled by 50% in her store because of the energy that it puts off. Just imagine the energy that this could put off in your house if she'd get you a great big old tub and put you an earthing card and put you a food freshness card in there and dip water out of it and stick in all corners of your house and all four corners of every room. You will be amazed. Prove me wrong. Test it. I ask everybody every day, please make me out to become a liar. I ain't found nobody yet that can. Well, I take that back. I did have one guy, and he drank about 18 beers every day. He said, these things don't work. And I said, how much beer are you drinking? He said, well, how do you know I drink beer? I said, because you're either drinking beer or wine or alcohol. That's the only way I know it ain't going to work.
So if you drink, you know, a lot of beer, or you drink a lot of alcohol, or you drink a lot of wine, you're going to dehydrate the insides of your body. Now, if you drink a lot of water, it's going to work 100% of the time.
That reminds me of the wine.
Story.
That reminds me of
the wine.
You can change the taste of the wine, and you can make lemons taste different than they ordinarily do. It's like
magic. I did that the other night in a restaurant.
Awesome.
I did that the night in a restaurant. It blew the people's minds. I took Scott's idea. I went out to Olive Garden and bought two of the exact same identical bottles of wine, cheap bottles of wine. I had 12 glasses poured, equal amounts. I put six food freshness cards literally on the wine. I had the waiter move the other wine 10 feet away of the glasses, enough where everybody could see it. And you could just see bubbles, and everybody was looking, and the waiter was looking. The manager came out, and he says, "Why is that bubbling?" I said, "It's taking your garbage out." And he said, "Garbage?" And I said, "It's taking the impurities out of this wine." And I said, "It's improving the taste of this wine." He said, "No way." I said, "I'll tell you what, I'll bet you this whole entire tab tonight if you're game." Of course, he didn't take me up on it. But everybody that tasted it, seen the wine basically starting to bubble and bubbles come to the top and the wine changed color. And then they tasted it, and then they tasted the other when the waiter brought it back. And they tasted that, and they spit it out. Even the manager, and he just looked at me real funny and wanted to know what I'd done to his wine. I said, "That's how your wine tastes, dude. It's garbage." It works.
Okay. We've got another person with their hand up here.
You have to drink a lot of water, though.
Thank you, Sheila. We got another person with their hand up here. Let's get to them. Okay, Cynthia, your phone line is open. Go ahead, Cynthia.
Yeah, the first caller that called in, Matt, and asked what your goal was, I referred him to this call.
Great.
Okay.
And make sure he fills in the form, quantumsolutionsnow.info, so that we can get your reward and his reward on process.
Okay. And then I had another question about when I became an associate, I chose the dog tag. How exactly does that work? And can it be used for a 14-year-old dog that is ill? What would that do for him, for her?
Specifically, it has frequencies in it, and we don't know what those frequencies are, other than we do know for sure that it has CBD in it. So it will begin, you know, because your dog is a mammal, begin to stimulate endocannabinoid system. That will guide the body back into balance, improving immune system function, cardiovascular system, musculoskeletal. And again, dogs, as they get old, just like humans, begin to experience, you know, some discomfort, you know, and some stiffness. And there's a good possibility you're going to see a major improvement in those complications.
Okay.
And by the way, you could sneak the pet tag away from the dog and run a little water over it and drink that, and you get the same benefit at the same time.
Oh, okay. I'll have to get another one.
Yeah, that's a possibility, too. There's never enough is pretty much how we all, you know, as we experience more and more, you know, benefits and better health and higher levels of energy, we want more. I mean, you know, it's one of those, you know, natural processes for those of us that, you know, are getting older. We don't want to have any of those symptoms of being older. So as we begin to see, you know, our return to a younger level of activity and capability, we want more. Never
now,
enough.
Matt was just hired as at MSU basketball because he got the highest basketball designation, NC,
double A,
whatever it is. But he's okay. Now an assistant coach.
Oh, nice.
And
boy,
what help.
If he wants to have a competitive, if he wants to have a competitive team, if he gets the CBD modalities and the nitro modalities and the earthing card into that team, nobody will be able to touch them. Nobody. It'll be amazing.
But would that be, you know, they can't use enhancements.
They can use energy. Nobody in this world has attempted to outlaw the sun or the earth in any way yet.
Okay, so I'm going to write these down to tell him about that.
Well, let me talk to him. Set up an appointment whereby we can, you know, get a three-way call going, and we're going to stimulate his thought process for sure.
Okay, the earthing card, and what was the other one?
The nitro patch, you know, stimulate the cardiovascular system, get more oxygen to every cell so that they get better performance and quicker recovery. Oh, my. What an advantage that will bring to you.
What was the other one?
CBD, cannabidiol. They want their endocannabinoid system to begin to send all systems within their body into balance.
Okay. And how do I get a hold of you on a three-way call?
Specifically, you set an appointment. When you go to the team site, okay, that we made available, the team sharing, it's tinyurl.com/sharingtools. You'll see my contact information. When you click on, you know, send a text, it will automatically send me a text. My phone number is there. My email is there. Just, you know, make sure that you give me time so that we could schedule my availability to meet his availability. So the best way to do that is typically that's tinyurl.com/sharingtools. Richard sent that to you by text the other day.
Yes, I saw that. But what is your name again?
Irv Samuels, and it's at the very top of that information site.
Okay. All right. I will tell him to try to arrange a three-way call.
That would be perfect. Yeah, find, you know, get a couple, two windows of his availability, and then, you know, send those to me, and I'll find out which one that I can configure into it working.
Okay, I'll do that.
All right.
Thank you.
Great, thank you.
Yeah,
looking forward.
And get Matt back on the call, or get him on the three-way with Irv or myself, either one. We're here to help.
Okay.
Thank you so much for all you do.
You're welcome.
Okay.
All right.
No one else has their hand up at this time.
Anybody recognize the number on?
There's another guest here. Hold on a second. I think there's another guest of Cynthia's here. Last four digits, 4641, 4641. If you'd just like to tell us
his
name.
Hello. Don't be shy. Your first name?
Your mic is live.
Where are you calling from, please?
Mississippi somewhere. Anyway, go ahead over there. If they decide to unmute themselves, they'll come back. Maybe they're uncomfortable.
Okay. In the meantime, I'm
trying to say something.
Hold on. We got one other person here who I don't know. I don't have in my list here.
Great.
Last four digits, 7359. 7359.
You're live.
Welcome. Welcome to the family.
First name, and where are you calling from, please?
If you've accidentally hit mute, you may want to check your mute button or star 6. Sometimes that happens.
If you're a first-time caller, we'd love to get some free resonators in route, so we need to hear from you to begin that process. In the meantime, let me talk a little bit about for everybody. Again, we've implemented some improvements in our incentive program, and we're going to have this in writing, so you don't have to, you know, take notes or anything. However, it is already working. So, you know, this is available to everyone. This is how it works. For first-time callers, meaning that you were invited by somebody to this radio show, either somebody that just heard of this radio show or somebody that maybe saw it on Messenger or Facebook or whatever, and, you know, they decided to be proactive and mention, hey, there's a show that I'm going to listen to tonight and dial in. Well, that's a first-time guest, and it's invited by a first-time guest. So that can happen pretty easily. And brand partners, they have the opportunity to invite anybody anytime they choose, and hopefully often. We're on 5 nights a week. We do this program for you. This is your show. We do this to share information, and ultimately we give free resonators to every first-time listener. So, you know, give some of our product away. You know, allow us to introduce these amazing technologies at our expense to people that you know. Just get them in front of this information. Again, we do it every night, 8 p.m. Eastern Time, 5 p.m. Pacific Time, every night except for Tuesday and Friday night. Tuesday night, corporate has a 9 p.m. Eastern, 6 p.m. Pacific showcase. So that's why we, you know, pretty much are not doing Tuesdays. And then on Saturday morning, corporate also has an amazing, usually a product showcase with typically a practitioner or practitioners. Yesterday we had an allopathic medical doctor. We had a surgeon. We had an amazingly sharp chiropractor who is they happen to both be friends of mine. Met him 3 years ago at a convention in Atlanta when we were, you know, just beginning to pioneer these technologies using a private labeling of you know, this manufacturer's products, and been you know, become good friends ever since. And they're remarkable, talented, you know, medical practitioners. And, you know, they're among many, and they just happened to do the seminar Saturday. The week before that, we had an energy healer. That is available for everybody to review, and it's spectacular. Maybe, you know, the best webinar that we had up to this time, and we have a lot of them already under our belt. That's available at tinyurl.com/balanceplus. tinyurl.com/balanceplus. Highly recommend you go there, watch it. Takes about an hour, but boy, is it going to give you some really informative information. So Saturday is a good thing to plug into, and we reward you, again, according to our new point system, for having guests on that showcase and for having guests on the Tuesday night webinar, as well as having people on our 5 nights of blog talk radio. So, you know, begin to take advantage of that. You accumulate points. Your guest gets freebies, first-time listeners. And here's the other part for the first-time listener. They have a special option that if they indeed invite some guests within their first week, you know, from the first time they're on the radio show, they have 7 days. If they invite 2 guests successfully that, you know, basically say I was invited by, and they list the name of this new first-time listener, you know, who is new to the program, they will receive, instead of a 9-day supply, they'll receive a 24-day supply of resonators, of patches, of batteries, free. We pay the postage, no catches. They could pick and choose, you know, at that level, and we call that the home run level. They can pick any of the modalities in the peel and sticks that they want, except for the EMF shields. They're not included in the peel and sticks that are free. But, again, using the point system, you could certainly acquire EMF shields. And if they want to go the whole way, if they want the grand slam within that seven-day period from the first time they're on, if they have a total of four guests that are first-time listeners to the program that, you know, step forward and acknowledge that they were invited by that particular person, and they go through the process of getting the information and reviewing it that's sent to them based upon the interest that they express, then that first-time listener will receive a 36-day supply, and we throw in an EMF shield, basically a $50 package of absolutely no cost to them experiential technologies, you know, experiment, enjoy like the rest of us have. And again, no cost at all. So take advantage of that offer. You know, there's no other company anywhere in the world that is doing what Gary and I have chosen to do. Why? Because we're so confident in how powerful these technologies are that we're willing to put our pocketbooks where our mouths are, where, you know, where other companies, you know, talk about stuff. We're not talking. We want to prove it. So please step up your game. Begin to invite more people to become aware of their options, and you'll see that you're going to change people's lives. And if you have an interest in growing income, that's going to happen accidentally based upon changing people's lives. So with that, appreciate everybody that came to the call tonight. Appreciate all of our participants. Look forward to tomorrow night, military tribute call, 8 p.m. Eastern time, 5 p.m. Pacific. If you know anybody that knows anybody that's an active military or a veteran, please invite them to join us on the show. And everybody else is always welcome, and you'll learn from our veterans. So it's a great experience on Monday nights, whether we have active veterans with us or active military or not. And with that, Gary, close her out, please.
Well, I want to issue a challenge because I'm not spending, neither one of us are spending enough money. I don't know why. We're not giving enough money. So I want to issue a dare or a challenge. Anybody within listening distance, try and please get several people on the call, because we'd love to be able to give away about 20 to 30 to 50 resonators, literally, to people, you know, every single night. You're not getting into my wallet. You're not hurting me. I want you to spend my money. Spend Herb's money. Thank you for all that you do. Thank you, Richard. Thank you, Pam. Thank you, Diana. Thank you, Stephen, for stepping up now. Thank each and every one of you for doing that. Be with us tomorrow night, same time, same phone number. Call in, get your freebies, get your friends to get some freebies, and you take advantage of our gifts. Thank you all. God bless you. We love you. We'll see you again tomorrow night on Rolling Energy Group. Good night, all. Thank you, Richard. Thank you, Irv.
Thank you.
Good night, all.
Thank you, guys.